If it swims like a duck and quacks like a duck, well, let's walk like a duck along the Laurel Hill Quackery Tour. Here to dispense a heapin' helpin' of medical hokum is our tour guide, Alexis Jeffcoat, Marketing and Programs Associate at Laurel Hill Cemetery. Alexis, thanks for joining us on NewsWorks tonight.
Glad to be here.
Well, it's a scenic site above the Schuylkill River along Kelly Drive. The Laurel Hill Cemetery was established in around 1836, so I bet there are lots of 19th century plots of interest where we can explore all manners of snake oil.
That is true. The 19th century was full of all sorts of crazy medical science.
So tell us about this tour. How's it set up?
Well, it's set up sort of as a game. We're going to go to a bunch of different tour stops, and people are going to have an opportunity to try and figure out if what we're telling them is real science or quackery.
So, for example,
William Swaim, he had a panacea, which was supposed to cure all of your illnesses, and he sold it, and people brought it in droves, but it was mostly sarsaparilla, honey, and occasionally arsenic and mercury. So it was more likely to kill you than to cure
you. It sounded good until you got to the arsenic and mercury.
That's true.
Another example.
Sure. We use nitrous oxide to put people under for operations, but part of the problem is we didn't really understand how it worked. So you could walk into a dentist's office. He didn't have to be necessarily go to dentistry school or anything else. And he would put you under. And if you were lucky, you woke up the next morning. And if not, too bad. And that did actually happen to one guy. It was his last dentist visit ever.
So who's in the grave, a practitioner or a patient?
A patient, Samuel Cresswell of Cresswell Ironworks. So if you go around the city, you'll see his work all along the streets.
Did you consult with the Mutter Museum in coming up with the plot line for this game, though?
Actually, we got inspired. We're part of the Philadelphia Science Festival, and they came to us and said, well, could we do something on death? And, you know, that's our area. So I wanted to figure out a different spin on it. Last year we did zombies, so I figure this year we'll do things that might bring you to the grave. So,
and we're laughing talking about it. So
you have to have a sense of humor about
it. Or at least whistle past the grave. Alexis Jeffcoat, thanks so much for joining us on NewsWorks tonight.
Great. Thank you for having me.
Alexis Jeffcoat is the Marketing and Programs Associate at Laurel Hill Cemetery. You can take that quackery tour May 1st. We'll have a link for more information at our website, newsworks.org.